This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 right now. You're listening to The Morning Run with Melissa and Han. Now we're taking a look at global markets because this week all roads lead to Buenos Aires. Now just days before meeting with his counterpart Xi Jinping, Donald Trump has said that he'd likely increase tariffs once again on Chinese imports. To help us understand what this means for global trade, in particular the US-China relationship, we have joining us on the line from New York, Dodge Dolan, Chief Investments Officer of and Fuse Capital Managers. Good morning, Dodge. Now, Donald Trump has indicated that besides a scheduled bump up in tariff rates on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports in January, he's also going to be slapping new duties on the remaining imports that have so far escaped his levies. Now, this all depends on how negotiations proceed, though, at G20. So what do you think, Dodge? Do you think we'll see Trump the deal maker or Trump the trade warrior?
Well, good morning. I think you're going to see both. And if China can come up with a way of satisfying some of the technology-related concerns that Trump is has been talking about, then I do think that there will be some negotiations that will ultimately not this week, but within a year, lead to a consolidation of both sides. But if there is really no serious change in Trump's reaction or Trump's view of the China negotiations, then yes, he will. This is what he does from a business point of view. He will slap on the tariffs, and the message is very clear. And I think that it's important that the message is clear, and that's why Trump is proceeding as he is in his comments. He's making sure that there's no misunderstanding that he won't go ahead with it. That puts the onus on China.
So, you know, Trump has suggested that the U.S. could place a 10% tariff on iPhones and laptops made in China. Now, we've already seen shares of Apple down 20% this month. Dodge, do you think that this news could impact investor sentiment on Apple?
Yes, it could for the short term. Those who believe in the longer term will be looking at this as a buying opportunity. We're beginning to see a little nibbling here and there already, but it's much too soon for the serious buyers to come back in. But yes, we do expect that the magnitude of the downturn is not enough to create a longer-term concern for the company. And yes, I do believe at some point it's a buying opportunity, but it's much too soon.
Mm-hmm. But then, Dodge, I hear you say this, but then you got the likes of Foxconn and all these other suppliers to Apple who are already downgrading their outlook or downsizing their supply chains for Apple. So don't you think that's a more fundamental story for Apple beyond this potential 10% tariff on iPhones and laptops?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you totally. It will require Apple to come up with a different product, a different revenue source. In other words, going to provide services as opposed to hardware. That's already in it's already in their DNA. They're going to have to make that change. And by the way, that part of their business is going to be higher margin. It's just a question of whether they can compete and whether they can actually make the transition. But you are absolutely correct. It is a negative for Apple's traditional business lines.
Well, Dodge, you should see Han grinning from ear to ear because I don't tell him that he's right very often.
Story of my life.
Well, okay, let's move the conversation to the Fed, the Federal Reserve, because, you know, a well-telegraphed rate hike this December is seen as a near certainty. But, you know, there have been doubts, Dodge, that have been building over the viability of the Fed's tightening path for next year. So Jerome Powell is going to be speaking tomorrow. What will you be watching out for in Powell's speech to get a sense of the Fed's latest thinking on the trajectory of interest rate hikes?
Number one, is there going to be a rate hike in December? If there isn't, that will be a negative for the market because it's been well drilled into the market's perception that it's going to occur. Number two, is there a perception that Powell is reacting more to political pressure than economic certainty of uncertainty? And that will be in his words and how he proceeds and what kind of proof he gives should he change the perception of how many interest rates are going to be next year. Number three, the perception of how many interest rates are going to be next year, and does it relate to our perception of potential weakness caused by what's going on between the U.S. and China. It will be all in his words, and whether the perception is, whatever changes he makes, is it caused by political pressure or is it caused by the increasing economic uncertainty? If he can pull it off and compel the market to understand his changes, if there are any changes, based on pure economics, then we'll be fine. The market will react favorably.
You know, Dodge, ahead of Powell's comments already, you've got the Federal Reserve Vice Chairman, Richard Clarida, who was already, making some comments. But more importantly, according to Fed watchers, he removed this one critical word, that word being some. So, you know, he's supporting gradual policy normalization. So just that removal of that one word, some, is enough to generate not just headlines, but also market activity. Do you think this kind of overemphasis, you know, on Fed speak, is that actually helpful on the market, whereby this one four-letter word, some, is omitted and markets just start reacting? Is that helpful?
Well, it's all that we have in terms of what we're hearing from the Fed. It's the words that are being used. It's a structure of the sentence. It is our perception of whether what is causing the changes in the words. And that's really, until Powell speaks tomorrow, that's all that we've had. Now, we'll see if Powell confirms what we're hearing and what our reactions have already been to the words that have been spoken. But the words are the most important. If Powell goes to a monthly ability to interview and question him, that'll be something that would be positive for next year. But that's next year. We will have to wait and see. Let us get the increase in December. Let us see what words Powell says or ignores or avoids, and then we can interpret it as best as we can.
And just on that note, for the December 19th potential rate hike, markets are pricing in almost 77% chance of that happening.
Somewhat baked in, I would say. Dodge, I'd also like to get your thoughts on cryptocurrencies. They've just had the worst week ever. Bitcoin down 82% off its high of $19,600 almost a year ago. So what are your thoughts, Dodge, on what's causing this crypto crash?
There is no backstop for the buying of cryptocurrency. There are very few retail investors. Institutional investors are staying away from it. What we've heard, in fact, we have been approached to create a short position in cryptocurrencies overall. We do not. We have no position. But there is very little support on the institutional side. The purpose of the cryptocurrencies is, is questionable. I mean, it does serve a purpose, but it is not technically legal, so there is very little backstop. So once you have a concern or a reduction in the buying and the demand, it's going to go down. Now, if we can hold the 3,000 to 5,000 over the next 3 to 6 months, then it will start to build up. I expect it's going to take time now in order to rejuvenate the courage and the positivity that the cryptocurrency has had in the past. Give it time. Time will help. If it can hold and not completely crash, I would suspect $3,000 to $5,000 should be a level where there can be support longer term. If it can hold that, then I do expect it to come back, and it does serve a longer term purpose.
Yeah, well, Bitcoin now at $3,776 now. But then, Dodge, would your mind be changed if, let's say, Bitcoin comes in the form of an ETF? Because that idea is being mooted to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's saying it's being roadblocked now because of a lack of safeguards. But if this idea of a Bitcoin ETF gains traction, would you be keen?
Yes, I would be keen to watch it. But bear in mind, I can go both ways. We can go long and we can also go short. So, yes, I would be keen to become involved in it. At this point, I can't say whether it be on the long side or the short side. But quite frankly, in the very beginning, if it ever does come out, and assuming it does, I suspect that investors or traders in that ETF will be very short-term in orientation. It won't be a long-term commitment.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lendov Hughes Capital Managers in New York. Now, in just a few minutes, Petronas's net profit has received a boost from high oil prices in the third quarter. We're going to give you the details next. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.